This is John Martins. We adopted a baby girl from China. Name's Caroline. We adopted her, actually picked her up in February. And when we started the process, money was a big issue, huge issue. And we have been through the Crown financial Bible study in the past and tried to use that as a tool. And as we went through the process, we just felt like this is something God wanted us to do. My wife Cindy and I went to a conference and just felt like if this is what God wants us to do, He would provide. So we started the process with just enough money for the initial application fee, and we had some people that had gone through this in the past and kind of supported us, at least encouraged us, and, you know, told us how God provided for them. One of the first things we did is we had we sold food at Sam's Club to raise money. And when we did this, we finished up, and the lady came up to us and said, "Hey, were you the two out here wanting to adopt?" And we said, "Yes." She said, "Well, hey, my husband and I adopted and two girls from China, and they started a foundation. And from that, we applied for assistance, and bam, they gave us some financial assistance. And we also raised some money at Sam's Club. We also had some yard sales, garage sales, where people donated items and we sold them. We received a grant from Johannes Hope. We also received a grant from Life International, a matching grant program. And through that, we raised quite a bit of funds for the adoption. And all told, the money that was donated beyond just from when we asked people, "Hey, can you help us to get this matching grant?" People that we didn't even know, that we didn't even ask for, that were friends of my brothers, they just called and said, "Hey, I heard you're adopting. I want to give you some money." So people out of the blue made donations so it could be possible. And in the end, we had enough money that was donated and money that we had saved. We did borrow about $4,000 to complete the adoption, but that is going to be covered by the tax benefit. So God certainly provided all that we needed and more for our adoption. And actually, our story is on a website, www.hopeforcaroline.com.
Hi, my name is Mike Burke. My wife Jennifer and I live in California, Southern California. My wife and I work on staff with a Christian organization. We are full-time supported missionaries, and so not swimming in disposable income. But we felt like the Lord was calling us to step into adoption. We felt like the scripture was very clear in regards to our call to take care of orphans, and we felt that if we were to continue to want to expand our family, that we should do so by adoption. We have two biological daughters, but we thought about adding a son, specifically from the Muslim world. We wanted to, we felt like God was calling us to adopt someone out of the Muslim world. And international adoption is extremely expensive, and we were really daunted by that. I like to say I had about $20,000 worth of faith when I started, but the numbers they were throwing around was in the neighborhood of $30,000, and I was clutching my heart and gasping for air and saying, "Lord, how is this possible?" And so we went out, we stepped out in faith, and went forward, seeing God provide in some pretty amazing ways. My brother, for example, hit a hole in one and won a car and was able to give some of the proceeds to help us with our adoption. And it was just it was a direct answer to prayer that my wife was actually praying that one of us in the tournament would hit a hole in one. That's a long story. Our church and people who were so generous, and we had a man who owned a restaurant who opened his restaurant and gave us half the proceeds for that for like a 3-hour stretch to be able to help us with our adoption. We trusted the Lord by applying for many grants and heard back positively from two in Life International and Shohanna's Hope gave us a significant amount, and even some strangers were able to give us finances to be able to make it work, we were just amazed. Money was coming in from so many different sources, and the Lord just really showed His faithfulness as we stepped out and trusted Him with the adoption process. That we, though we had to raise about $30,000, we saw every penny of that money provided by the Lord as we stepped out in faith. And I have tons more stories to share, but I know I'm going to be running out of time here soon. We are grateful for all the people who have learned from Crown Financial principles of stewardship and who have been so generous. And we ourselves have really benefited from the perspective that is taught in that ministry. Thanks for your ministry. Take care.
Hi, my name is Karen Pridemore, and I wanted to let you know our adoption story. It started in 1999 when my son Brandon came too early. My cervix was too weak to carry him. He passed away the day he was born in 1999. It was a very rough time for us. We got pregnant again in 1999. We were scared and excited all at the same time. And in January of 2000, we learned that this baby didn't make it. We called for Hope. She ended in miscarriage. Our hearts were completely broken and longing for a baby. In September through 2000, we found out that we were pregnant again. We were so excited. I had my stitch put in my cervix, and on May 3rd, 2001, our son Matthew was born. He had difficulty breathing and scared us to pieces. And over time, he became very strong, and he's an amazing little boy. In February of 2000, we decided it was time to expand our family. We have always wanted two children, and we were ready to go for it again. That same month, we were pregnant. To top it all off, we were having a girl. I had to have my normal complications, as usual. I have an incompetent cervix, and I have to have a stitch put in. I have gestational diabetes, and I'm Rh negative. We were thinking, how could anything go wrong? The doctors know everything, and it's all covered, right? Lacey was born in November, and our lives were changed forever. When Lacey came into the world, her face was swollen, and her leg was completely turned around, so it looked like her foot was on backwards, and she stopped breathing. You could hear a pin drop in the room. It was a silence I will never forget. Doctors got her to breathe, but there was still something wrong. I can remember just laying there and praying to God that my baby would be okay. While in the hospital, we found out that Lacey had a chromosome disorder. One doctors had never seen. She had a chromosome made up of the numbers 10 and 15. No one in the world has it. We took Lacey home and treated her like a normal child. A month after Lacey's birth, she choked on formula, and I had to do CPR. She ended up in the hospital many times and spent the rest of her life on oxygen. Lacey had 14 different doctors and therapists, which cost us a ton of money. We spent every day with her as if it were her last. We thank God for every minute with her. On March 1st, 2005, when my husband woke up, he went to check in on Lacey and found her motionless. It was then we realized that she was called home to be with our God. She was an angel sent from heaven to return a very short time later. She is very, very missed. Lacey was 15 months and 12 days old when she passed away. With our last hope of having a child between us, we got pregnant again in November. Once again, we were hit with the loss of another baby. We lost this one through a miscarriage in January. This baby was a girl, and we named her Faith. We found out through genetic testing that my husband is a carrier of the numbers Lacey and Faith had. His health is not affected, by our chances of having another baby are around 10%. That means we have a 90% chance of having another miscarriage or another baby with what Lacey had or worse. We feel very, very clearly directed by God to adopt. Opening our hearts to another child is the easy part. Finding the finances to make it happen is really tough, especially when you've been through what we have. We took a huge leap of faith, and through God, we found Life International. Because of Life International and their matching grant, we now have the money we will need for adoption fees, home study, airfare, travel, and attorney fees, etc. We know God is faithful and is leading us to trust Him. With God's grace and our family and friends, we have been able to raise the matching part of the grant we needed. We needed this grant because we have exhausted all of our financial resources to pay for hospital, doctors, therapists, and funeral expenses for our daughter. Lacey taught us so much that we will be welcoming a baby girl from China with special needs into our home. Because of Lacey, we know we can do it. We know that God will be calling us to pick her up soon from China. Thank you so much for letting us tell our story. This is Scott, Karen, and Matthew, and especially our angels, Brandon, Hope, Faith, and Lacey, and our baby girl from China that hopefully will come to visit us soon.
Hello, my name is Don Meyer. We had adopted recently, back in March of 2007, four children from an orphanage in Moldova. I met them the previous July on a mission trip, and the adoption happened extremely quickly, 5 months from beginning to end. The total cost of the adoption alone was over $75,000, in addition to other expenses such as buying a van so we could transport our now family of seven children around. So we were certainly not in a financial situation to be able to pay for that ourselves. And so the idea that a friend gave us was something he called Both Hands, which is where we sent out letters to family and friends who would like to sponsor us. And not for a day of golf and not for a walkathon, but actually to spend a day fixing up a widow's home. It was the James 1:27, where, help widows and orphans. And so one hand for widows, one hand for orphans. We got businesses to donate all the materials needed to paint and to fix up this lady's house, which was in dire need of repair. And we had got some newspaper coverage. We got the grocery store Publix to provide the food. And we had a work day where about 15 people showed up, and we went in, cleaned, and fixed up, painted, replaced shingles, and put siding on the house, had somebody come and cut down a tree, and it was just a wonderful day where she was blessed by our efforts, and we were blessed by being able to raise over $50,000 to be able to help pay for the expenses on our adoption, in addition to getting a grant from Johanna's Hope, which was wonderful. So that's one of the ways that God has provided for us financially through our adoption. Thanks.
Yes, my name is Jim Weaver. I'm calling from Middletown, Delaware. About 2 years ago, we learned of a little boy in an orphanage in Ukraine. He was a special needs boy born with no arms, just hands that begin at his shoulders. And I received stories of kids like this quite frequently as a pastor, and they come across my desk, and sometimes I notice some more than others, but this little boy caught my attention and brought his picture and story home and started to talk with my wife about him. And we started to ask ourselves questions about what kind of family would be equipped to adopt a child with these kinds of needs, and where would we get the funds, and so forth and so on. We have four biological daughters of our own at that time. And we started to pray, and our children started to pray, and over time, we sensed God leading us to take the steps to inquire further and to begin the process of adoption. And we began that process about 2 years ago, and the Lord has provided abundantly through different charitable funds that are available for special needs adoption, and most excitingly, just through an anonymous donor who has given money for us to adopt this child. Over the course of the next year, we would learn that he would not be available for quite some time, actually another year and a half, because of some clerical errors made on the Ukrainian side of things. But our dossier had been completed and accepted, and the Ukraine had invited us over anyway to adopt a different special needs boy, but was only giving us 5 days to make that decision. So we had to decide whether or not to say no to that and just wait until this other boy became available, or to step out in faith and adopt this boy now, and then the boy we were trying to adopt when he became available. But of course, that would mean that we'd have to find $30,000 in 5 days. And we just took that matter to God in prayer with an already very tight budget. And within a day, someone from our home group, someone in our very fellowship group, stepped forward and said that God had laid it on their hearts to give us the whole amount of money if we thought he was leading us to go and adopt this other boy now, and to return a year from then to adopt the first boy. Last January, we came home with our son Nicholas, and he's a special needs boy too. His needs are not as severe as the other boys, and we're hoping to leave in October or November to go and get the boy that we've been trying to adopt the whole time. We had a great opportunity this summer. God provided the funds and the resources for myself and my oldest daughter and a group of people from our church to go and visit the other boy in his orphanage and to do renovation work and orphan care work there as a way for us to spend time with him. And God has used that to ignite a passion in the hearts of the people in our church for this kind of ministry. And the Lord provided financially for that trip too. We had to all raise our own monies to go, but an additional $15,000 for materials to be used for the renovations. And God met those goals, those needs, over and above what we were asking and could ever imagine. And so there have been some really exciting things, and God is doing similar work in the lives of other people in our church. And just happy to give him the praise and to declare him as a faithful prayer-hearing God who never turns away from his children and always provides for them, and especially, it seems, when his concerns are our concerns. My name is Jim Weaver. My wife's name is Karen. My four daughters are Caitlin, Megan, Laura, and Georgia. My one adopted son is Nicholas, and my other adopted, soon-to-be-adopted son, Roman, is 6 years old. God bless. Bye.
My name is Amy Park. Our local radio station, one of them is WPEO in Peoria, Illinois. We have 6 children currently, 3 of them adopted through the fostering system. And so our expense on those adoptions was minimal. But as about a year ago, we started an adoption ministry in our local church. And as we did that, our hearts, we thought we would do it to mentor and come alongside other families. Our hearts were opened to the need of the orphan worldwide. And we felt the Lord laying on our hearts the desire to bring a child home from Guatemala. It was going to have to be the Lord that provided. We did not have the money sitting there waiting, and yet we felt like the Lord would provide if this is what he desired for us. Through a series of events, our adoption ministry became affiliated, or loosely, with Life International, as they came alongside us and tried to help us put together a way to help adopting families. And so through that, we received a matching grant from Life International of $2,500, and we were so excited about that, but the Lord wasn't done. As we wrote letters to families and friends, along with a letter from our adoption ministry stating their desire to come alongside us, we just shared the need. We shared our hearts of what the Lord had laid on our hearts for this child, and our local church then set up a fund for us that people could donate and give money to that fund. And so we sent out letters to family and friends. We didn't send out a ton of letters, just to our, I think it was about 70 maybe when we got done. And through that, we started receiving money. Along with that, Caitlin's fund was an organization we had linked from Shohanna's Hope, and we had followed through with an application with them. And Caitlin's fund, as we talked with them in a phone interview, it was like talking to old friends. It was such an encouragement. We were so excited just to have talked to them. If they hadn't given us any money, we would have still been encouraged by our conversation, and they were gracious and offered us a grant for our adoption. And by the time, at this point, we're not finished with our adoption. Our little boy is still in Guatemala, but the Lord raised close to $13,000 for our adoption through our local church and these organizations and family and friends. And we have just been blown away by the generosity of people to come alongside as we desire to follow the Lord in this adoption. And it has just been such a picture of the Lord and of Christ as we have done that, and of His family as they have reached out to us. And I pray that we can be that encouragement to others as we take our local adoption ministry in our church. And probably one of the most precious things that our church has done for us in our adoption, and that is, as we worked with Life International, they really encouraged our church to really invest in these families that are adopting. And through our local church, we have received a no-interest loan that can be repaid through our adoption tax credit when it comes back to help provide for our adoption. And I just think it's so important for the local church to be involved, for your family of believers to really come alongside you as you go through this process. And it has just been such a blessing to us as they have done that, and it's such an encouragement. It's just been a real blessing to us.
This is Selena Riddle. I live in Great Bend, Kansas. We have adopted 3 times, twice internationally. The first time we were dinks, dual income, no kids, so we could better afford it. But since then, I've been a stay-at-home mom and committed to staying out of debt. We are so thankful to Senator Brownback, Shohanna's Hope, and our friends for their grants to help fund our adoption. Each time we took the plunge of faith and began the paperwork, we said, if God wants us to, He will have to provide the money. And each time He has. We've made sacrifices, but every time we hear the laughter or see our children's faces, we're reminded that it was so worth it.